Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and yep, darn interesting people. Hi, I'm coming to you from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And boy, what an interesting place and what interesting things have happened to me being here. So, you know, my life pretty much goes and just rolls along and things fall into place. I travel so much, hardly have any kind of problems in traveling. So, I purposely took Southwest because it was the only direct flight with all the weather that's going on. And effortless, we land. The minute we landed in Baltimore, tornado warnings broke out. Everybody in the airport had to go to the lower level. Then that passed. Took us an hour to get our bags. We got into the bus, this little mini bus they sent for a lot of the actors. 15 minutes on to an hour and a half journey, it broke down. So, you know, we all banded together, called a couple of Ubers, and got to our destination. Went down to have dinner before I had an event I had to attend Thursday night, and ordered dinner, no fresh vegetables at all, no fish at all. It was just one thing after another. And when I got back to my room, I went, you know, something's up. Something is up because things just don't go like this for me. So I sat down and did the work, and this is why I am hoping that I am teaching you all to be conscious, because, you know, it's not always just about us. And what I was led to do was balance the energy. It started out for this particular area, and then it included the entire northeastern seaboard. The energy for the land and the energy for that was hanging around from all the old wars and battles, and it was all about struggle, and that summed up pretty much what I'd gone through. The struggle and the war that we fight within ourselves, which is represented by the energy here to be free. Then that also morphed into claiming that for all past and future lives. We had a beautiful member of our community show up here to say hi. And I knew her name, and she had told me her name, and yet I kept wanting to call her Ashley. So I stopped. Because it wasn't like, oh, you know, it was like in my head I was hearing very loudly, Ashley. Well, what it ended up being was one of her past lives. And then that also led afterwards to all future lives. So for all of us now, our energy in the past, our energy in the present, in any time-space continuum and on all dimensions, we are directing that our energy is free to create from the energy of us existing anywhere in any time that might be holding us back. So we are demanding that all that energy comes into balance and into alignment and harmony with our total freedom of self-creation. And so it is. Okay, anything else? No. All right, so we're going to get to go to the callers early today. Have your questions ready, guys. I don't want to get to you and go, oh, I didn't think you were calling me. Then why didn't you put your hand up? So if your hand's up, know what you want to ask. Have a clear intention so that we can get a lot done on this show today, because a lot of energy just, oh, they want me to balance that before we go into the calls. We are coming together and claiming I am around the freedom of all of my energy, joining together in balance and the freedom to create myself. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. All righty, and we're off. We're going to start with Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, honey, you're on. Iris? I think I'm
so
on.
Is that what was...
Oh. Hi.
Am I here? Hi.
Yep.
Great. So is I was calling because I wanted to know what the heck was happening here. I'm in Philly, so we were kind of close geographically. It was just like last Saturday, just felt like I had a meltdown and I wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Well, the first thing I hear, Iris, is you're fighting yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, well, and well, if you know it, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you fighting yourself about?
Well, I think that it was kind of like, it felt like this perfect storm of, with some of the work that we were doing, you know, working on the time and money and not being, having time for other things outside of work. So then that was in my consciousness, and then being frustrated that I'm at work so much, and then work when work is going badly, I think it was just like a really bad combination, and that was what,
well,
that's what it felt like at the time.
Iris, work is going to go badly if you don't want to be there. And you're not directing and holding the intention for what you want, which is more balance between work and play, work and family life. That's what
well,
you
I
want.
I have, but I've been working with that since
okay,
I found
so,
it.
Okay, see, I get a no. So there's somewhere that you're dropping out. Sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in.
Grace and Glory came to mind. I don't know if that's a song.
No, they want a song that you know.
Oh. Don't stop
get
music.
Out of the way. They'll give it to you. The sound music? Okay.
It was Don't Stop the Music.
Don't Stop the Music. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, baby, there's a fear that if there's a balance, there's not going to be enough. That's the highest thing, highest understanding. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. We're all balanced. Yes. Okay. So, if there's a fear, so let's say you're saying to the universe, I want more of a balance in my life. I want more of a balance between work and being with my family and having some free time. But I'm scared to death that I'm not going to have enough money and I'm not going to be okay if I create that balance. You're going to go around and around and around and around because the universe cannot give you what you're not clear about.
Is it just fear about not enough money?
Not enough.
Is that the enough?
It's like if I don't work myself to death, things aren't going to be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's an old, well, it's an old training that many, many, many of us have gotten. And so you have to be clear. I always have enough. I always have more than enough. I was just corrected. I always have more than enough when my whole life is in balance. I have more than enough energy. I have more than enough money. I have more than enough time. And you will, guys, the more you bring yourself into balance, the more you'll get done. And the more money will come to you. And now, again, the channel is reminding us that that's not going to make sense to a lot of us because we've been taught the opposite. So our minds are going, well, wait a minute, I don't know how that can be. Not your job to worry how that can be. Your job is to get very clear about what makes you happy, what rocks your boat, what gives you excitement and peace in your life, and commit to that so that the universe can help you open it up. All right, so for everybody listening, anytime and any place, we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the vibe, claim the golden light. I am divine love around all of that. The clearer you become about directing exactly what you want, the more peaceful you will be. Okay, Iris?
And I get that it wasn't hormonal, the imbalance is that what I was feeling. I think I
get a no.
Great.
When
I
say it's physical,
I made huge progress.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Good for you. Good for you that you're acknowledging that. You know.
Yeah.
So
okay. Thank
we
you
understand
so
everybody that the physical can affect the mental, and the mental and emotional can affect the physical. Usually, how it goes is things start in your energy first. And if you do not address them, they will show up in your body. And once you start addressing them, sometimes, yes, you're going to need to go to medication until all the energetic stuff is cleared up, and then you probably can go off it. Not a doctor, you check with your doctor. Okay, thank you, Iris. That was great.
Thank you.
You bet. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
So I am probably jumping on this similar theme already, but I am creating some really miraculous things in my life. And woohoo! Yeah. Woohoo. And then, you know, yesterday I made all these mistakes at work, and then I came down with a sore throat this morning, and I'm in the process of creating a new place to live for myself, and I found this listing that is sharing a room in a house. It's like 5 minutes from work. It's so perfect, and I sent off this email yesterday morning just expecting to get a response right away, and I haven't heard back from them. So I'm just like, okay, what do I need to bring into alignment?
Well,
what is going on?
First of all, when you said you had made a lot of mistakes, the pendulum went right to no.
You perceive
that you've made a lot of mistakes, but in actuality, you haven't made mistakes. So let's talk about what is that about? What mistakes do you think you made?
Well, I served the wrong food to a table at work, but I was told to take that to that table, but I picked up the wrong thing, And there was a part of my brain that was noticing it was the wrong thing. It was very it was so close to the right thing. It was so easy to see how I could have switched them. The people I was working with thought I made a mistake of going to the wrong table. Anyway.
Okay. In the scheme of life, is this important?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Guys, all right. So, seriously, you know, we have bigger fish to fry, as my mother used to say, than worrying about getting stuff mixed up. Did you handle it well?
I believe I did, yes.
Okay. So, can we let it go now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, if, again, I'm trying to teach you guys how I put some of these things together. If you listen to Emily, she talked about how great her life was going. And then she talked about making mistakes at work. And then she got a sore throat. And then the people haven't answered her. Basically, if you put that together, it's D, things have been going so great and I've been creating so awesomely and incredibly that I just had to screw it up for a little while somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
well,
I figured was going
pattern.
On. But
it's
yeah.
A, it's an old pattern, Emily. So what
totally.
Do you want? If you don't want to do that, what do you want?
I want freedom and ease and play and yeah, just ease and fun.
Yeah, but you want it consistently.
Consistently.
And
okay.
You want to know that you create it consistently and the universe celebrates you for doing that. Guys, you do not have to pay anymore for the good you are creating. Unless you believe you do. And then you will set up scenarios like this. Now, in case something was going on, like happened to me here, is the universe trying to get your attention about anything for you to clear any of that? I get a no.
Okay.
The universe is trying to get your attention. The universe of you is trying to get your attention to clean up your own act around this belief that the other shoe's going to fall or you have to pay for all this wonderful stuff you're creating. It's not a true belief. So you want to own the belief. We all want to own the belief that the more I create and the more successful I am in my creation and the more ease and joy and abundance and wellness I create, the more I am consistently celebrated and honored by the universe and everybody in it, including myself. And so it is, guys. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That, hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
so,
amazing.
So, you know, email them again about the room.
Okay.
Follow
I sent another couple just before this call. So maybe, is that enough or do I follow up again? I just sent one like an hour ago.
No. They just wanted you to follow up a second time.
And I did. Perfect.
Okay. And just know
yep.
that if that room doesn't transpire, the universe is working to match a better selection for you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Because that's
yes.
what you've directed.
Yes.
And that's what they mean about keeping the faith. If it doesn't
yes.
show up, have the faith that your direction is being answered in an even better way. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. All right. We're going to Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, baby cakes. You're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. The minute you said Gettysburg, I heard war and fighting because I used to live in that area. They always reenact the battles too all the time.
Yeah.
But Yeah, but what I don't know that I have a question so much as I just wanted to, I felt compelled to call and bring in choice, because after I talked to you last week, whatever shifted was so powerful. Just like, I don't know why it's just taken me this long to get, be this conscious. Like, oh, I have a choice. Every single moment is a choice.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, I got to do that. Because it's an old pattern, right? Old remnants of, I have to do this. I have to do that. Oh, I got to do that today.
And guys, we just fall into sense memory, you know? And we, I'm telling you, your freedom is in your choice. Your freedom is in your choice. When you remember that you always have a choice about what to create, a choice about how to react, a choice about holding your focus, right? You always, every minute, moment of your life, you have the right and the duty to make a choice. And the more you do that, the more conscious you live and the easier life becomes. I mean,
yeah,
you
and
know,
I, yeah.
Like when we had to, when the bus broke down, you know, and everybody's going, oh my God, why does this have to happen after this long flight? And I went, you know, oh God. And then one of the girls said, I'm going to call an Uber. And I said, yeah, let's call Ubers. And once we made the choice to get out of the victim place, everything just happened boom, 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 boom. And they got there within 5 minutes, and then we were on our way. And but you have to make the choice not to stay in, I'm a victim and I don't have a choice. Right?
Right. Yeah,
so,
I really got, I think just she's saying too about things not falling into place. Sometimes it's that it's not you, it's something else. It's just how are you going to react and make another choice.
Yep. And you know, I look at it as practice. But usually, in my life, the universe is conspiring to bring in something even better.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so... Great, Phyllis. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay.
And
bye-bye.
So, guys, let's all come together and claim I am the positive choice that I am. That's literally who I am. And the beingness of that creates me living in choice in every moment. And so it is. Okay, we're going to Maria in San Francisco. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. I so appreciate this. I'm trying to figure out if there's something else I can be doing for my health going into balance physically and or mentally, but mostly physically as I'm dealing with endocrinology and gastroenterology and trying to help support my liver. And I had a situation with a computer. If there's any advice from the channel to help get that remedied as soon as possible, I'd appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay, so the liver, anybody that's dealing with liver issues, you want to bring more love, more self-love in. That your liver is the seat of love, guys. So the more love that you can pour into yourself, toward yourself, the healthier you get. Also, they're saying you eat too much sugar, Maria. Is that true?
No. I don't eat sugar. I'm just kind of doing smoothies with vegetables mostly. I increased my fruit a couple months ago, but not like sugar.
They're not talking. Do you drink?
No, I just drink water.
Well, there's something. Sugar's the highest word. Hold on. We all balance. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. Have you been tested for sugar?
Yes.
Recently?
I mean, I think a couple months ago, a few months ago.
Okay, hold on then. Oh, dear God, you're kidding me. Hold on. I'm balanced. This is the highest information, the highest understanding. Okay, here we go, guys. So now we're being asked to balance, hold on, I'm waiting for the word, all physical abnormalities, all physical imbalances in all our past lives, present life, and future life that are affecting us now in this lifetime. That's our clear direction to our past lives, present and future lives, to bring our wellness, our frequencies of wellness, into balance. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around that. That's my choice. So it is. Okay, so you see it started with land here, which brought us to the information about past and future lives are affecting us here with the energy that's still hanging around. Now we've just gotten the information that that is true about our physical bodies also. Boy, and they're reminding me, ever since I've been a little girl, I've loved to have my lower back rubbed. I would always ask my daddy, please rub my lower back, especially on the right side. And my mom would always say, I mean, that concerns me, that's where your kidneys are. But when I looked into it, last week after getting a massage on the table, I found out I'd been stabbed there 5 times in past lives. So this is what we're bringing into balance right now. The computer thing is a different issue, but it kind of dovetails back into this, because anything that's going on with the computer is electrical, guys. It's and you know that you are the electrical signal that goes out to the universe, that the universe has to match. So that being said, if we are being affected by past and future lives and their limitations physically, we are sending out electrical impulses to the universe, and the universe will be trying to match those in this lifetime. So we're demanding balance around all this. I'm the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So your computer was bringing that to your attention so that we could get to that electrical impulse. Maria.
It was a hardware issue. There's something that accidentally broke, and I'm having issues with trying to get it fixed with the person I went to first. And now I'm having to find somebody else, and it's going to cost possibly as much as a new computer. But because it's not mine, I'm thinking I want to fix it because I did it, and give it back as fixed.
You know, a hardware issue, your words, it's a hardware issue. I mean, those are relevant words, because we are wired in our hardware drives of our minds. And that's the biggest limitation we have. So, again, Maria, I keep trying to teach you this. When I say you have directed yourself to know, and you have directed an easy fix to the computer, I get a no on both of them. So, again, guys, the more consciously you can do this work, the easier your life's going to go. I know, I'm clear about what this is, and I am attracting the perfect person that will fix this for me easily. Okay? So you want to start there. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Guys, I am choosing, demanding, and claiming that you all stay conscious in this work. All right? I want you to start experiencing the difference in your life. And we're going to Elisa in Brooklyn. Hi, honey. You're on.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. What can we help you with?
Just the general or any information that I need to know.
Nope, you need to ask me a more specific question, my love.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Okay, so I'm going to be returning back to acting school in January, okay? Yes. I want to go back into practicing again. Haven't practiced in about 2 years, so I'm going to be in school for at least a full year, just in acting school. And just wanted to see, do you see things coming good toward acting once I finish acting school?
Well, that's all up to you, Elisa.
Yeah.
That's all up to you. It's not up to fate. I want you to be clear about that. So
okay.
Right now, the biggest message that the channel has for you is if you're going to go back in and do this acting school, go back in and have fun. Have fun.
Yes.
Don't go into it with an agenda. It's important that you go in to have fun. Then, as you're moving out of the study of acting, take that fun into the business, because a lot of actors love to act in class, and they hate going out and trying to get a job. And
that's true.
Well, that's not going to attract jobs to you, is it? You've got to take that fun and go, wow, let me, you know, again, directing all the perfect people to recognize you and find you and know your worth as an actress, that you love it. And, you know, always look to how you can serve, Elisa.
Okay.
Whenever I go in for an audition, I go in going, how can I serve these people to bring this character to life in the most honest way I can? Most actors go into it going, I got to get this job. Are they going to give me this job? And you can feel the difference in the energy when I explain it, can't you?
Yes, you can. Yep.
Yep, and that goes for every single thing you want to create, guys. Everything you want to create. You want to find a perfect room. You got to love that room as you're already living in it. You got to love that audition as you've already booked it. You've got to love waiting those tables, knowing that you're in service and making people happy at that restaurant. Everything you want to create, that's how you approach it. All right, baby?
Ooh, sounds awesome. I love it. You remind me of my old acting teachers. I love it. Needed to hear that advice. Okay.
All right, good. Go have some fun, baby.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Miss Ann in California, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
I work on call and contract, and I usually have like five or so different companies, income sources, and now it's like one. So what's this message to me is time to move on to a different.
No. The message is you really wanted to scale back. You felt like you were kind of overloaded. Is that true? Anne?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Well, hold on. Are we both balanced? Oh, somebody switched. Do you know how to unswitch yourself?
I've heard it on your show, but no.
All right. Make a fist with the fingers facing towards you. And on the count of three, you're going to bring your fist towards your eyes and pop your fingers open. One, two, three. Okay. She's still switched. Okay. All righty. They're still saying that there was an issue with you where you wanted to, the highest words they're giving me is scale back. You wanted
okay.
to scale back, but you didn't want to scale back this much.
No.
So, well, you have to be very clear about what it is that you want to create. So
okay.
if you had it exactly the way you would want it to be, making the money that you want to make with the balance that you want, what would it look like?
It would look like working 4 days. I don't mind long days, so it'd be like a long 4 days and off 3 days.
Okay. And again, when I have said that you clearly stated that to the universe, I get a no. Is that true?
No, this is the first time I've said it out loud.
Okay. Guys, oh my God. If you go into a restaurant, how do you think they're going to bring you your food unless you're clear about what you're ordering? If you just say, you know, I just want some kind of food. Just bring me some kind of food.
Oh, I know, but this is the first time you've clarified that for me. So it's not like
I'm going to be a little tough love here with you. I say it at least 3 times on the show, every show.
Yeah.
That you have to be clear about what you want. You have to make the choice. You have to commit to it. You have to feel love around it, hold your focus on it, and then
yeah.
tell the universe, come in and create this with me. This is clearly what I want. So sit down, everybody, and write out what you want. And don't forget Easy Money Flow. And don't forget wellness and abundant energy, because if you work 4 days, if you get that part of it, and then, you know, that makes you sick, then you're not really getting what you want, are you? Everything.
Right.
Write out everything, how it would look if you could create it exactly the way you want it because you can. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's your answer, baby. Now sit down and do it, woman. Okay, thank you.
Can I have a quick...
All righty, we're going on to Michael in Connecticut. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? I managed to hurt my right knee, and... this is not the kind of thing I do very often. I'd be curious to get your analysis,
okay, well,
reaction.
Michael, the first thing I heard was body book. I do not have the body books with me. So there's something else they want to give you, but they're also asking you to email me.
Okay.
I won't get it. I won't be able to get to it till Monday or Tuesday, but email me and remind me what the challenge is. And that the channel wanted me to go to the body book, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, Sheets, book, give me a song, please.
Some enchanted evening.
Okay. All right. So that's all about, you know, I don't have it now, but when my luck turns, I'll have it. So... what are you trying to walk toward that you feel like you don't have right now?
I have a dream of setting up small communities for people who have been through severe trauma. And once I retire from where I am now, that's where I'd like to spend the rest of my life doing.
Okay. So... there are the words, you see, once I retire. So you're moving toward the enchanted evening, but you're not embracing the chanted evening right now. So, you know, start getting anything and everything you can in place to create one of those wonderful divine ideas that you have right where you are.
I love it.
Okay. Now, they're saying that's a big part of it, of the knee. It's not all of it. We have to put it to get something else together with the body book. So it's up to you to follow through on that, okay, Michael?
I thank you.
So, guys, what Michael brought forward for all of you is anytime we are directing anything, we do it for right now, not in the future. I am creating this right now. We've created a balance in our past and future lives, including medically, right now. We are creating our dreams right now, our rooms right now, okay? And so it is. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, honey.
Hi. Can you hear
What's
me?
What's up? I can.
Well, something definitely shifted after we spoke last week, and I wanted to share it with you. And I'm now writing a very different thing from my parents. And it's much more lighthearted and hopeful.
Good.
So it's, you know, it's not the sadness anymore. It's more of, you know, a sense of hope and happiness.
Good. We need a
yeah.
lot more of that.
I know, but this, you know, once I finish this, I can really start to put this show together. So I'm really happy.
I get a huge yes on that, baby. That,
wonderful.
That this is the piece. This is kind of like the cornerstone of the building. You had to find that and really
right.
kind of shift into that energy, and then the layout and the story is going to become much clearer now. It's just going to all kind of drop in together. So
that's
trust
wonderful.
That. Trust it, okay?
I will.
All right, baby. Thank you for sharing that. I'm so
Thank
happy.
Thank you.
And,
yes.
you know, guys, I keep telling you, if you've got something that's lost, say, I know where it is. It's found. I know. I'm clear. Well, Stephen, after the show last week, before the show, he couldn't find his fishing stuff. And I said, Stephen, just say I know. And he had texted me by the time we got off. I found it. So, again, guys, you have to define yourself already the way you think you want to be. And then life opens up for you. Okay, we're going to Lena in Texas. Look, there you are. You're on. Hi, Lena.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
Great.
That's
great.
So I recorded our last private session, and I transcribed it, and I've started saying that while listening to my tape recorder in the morning. But while visiting family, I've noticed a couple of things. Yesterday in a dream state, I saw golden spirals, and then I've also woken up with spider bites on my right side, on my right shoulder, and I'm a little bit curious as to what caused them, or especially
well,
the
what
spider
caused
bite.
Them, what caused them was you have spiders. It's
okay.
It's when I'm asking whether they represent anything, I get a no. You know, guys, sometimes we just
okay.
trip, and sometimes we, but it's definitely worth a question, Lena, for sure.
Okay.
And the golden spirals are awesome. They're beautiful
okay.
messages of the light, you know, coming in. So that's all good.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I was okay. because I noticed one other thing too, and I noticed that I still hold myself back when I'm in groups of people, because I'm visiting family, and it's like I'm holding myself back, or I'm not being seen somehow.
Guys, the biggest place we're going to hold ourselves back, and the biggest place that holds us back, is family. I mean, that's where we got most of our limitations from anyway. So the channel is saying, especially for you, Lena, don't take your interactions with family as a marker as to how well you're doing with your conscious creation.
Okay.
Use it in other groups of people and practice there.
Okay.
Because
okay.
the little girls and the little boys in all of us
mm-hmm.
go into automatic reaction with our families. Okay?
Okay. All right.
That's the biggest testament for all of us, for sure.
Okay. And then I noticed one other thing, too. When I look up in the night sky at night, I don't see as many stars as I used to. Like, I used to look into the skies and see, like, billions and billions of them, and I don't see that many of them now.
Well, that's because there's a lot more light and technology, and it keeps us from seeing them. And the channel is saying, you can always claim, I see lots of brilliant stars. And then be
okay.
really conscious about how many stars you see, not just in the night sky.
Okay.
And stop, you know, Lena, I want you to start looking at what's good. Oh, my gosh,
okay.
look how far I've come here. Oh, my gosh, I was able to remain conscious here. Look at what's good that's happening. I want you to start seeking that out, okay?
Okay.
Because you got to have
okay.
it for looking to see if something's wrong. Okay, baby. Thank you. All right, Miss Lynn in Los Angeles, you're on. Whoops, you're not on. Well, what the hell? There you are. You're on.
Good morning, Dee Dee.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing good, and I'm lifting myself up, and I feel
good.
Really good this morning. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, I know. The last time we spoke was during the Balance webinar, which was fantastic. And we got to, for me, that there was a 30 past life thing I had been holding on to about, because I've been working on taking care of myself, not relying on someone to take care of me. You know, monetarily, especially, you know, financially,
yes.
but in every way. But I didn't really, I had it mixed up. It was like I didn't really want that because in a past
yes.
life or in this life, love means somebody taking care of me. And then in the business, I would be successful if I was taking care of myself, not someone taking care of me. So it was this
yes.
big F up, right? So I've been working on that, and I listened to the show last week, and everything just it's. But what has been happening is I have had some of the saddest moments, depression feeling, and also feeling like my hormones are out of balance. And then I had like a 10-day really good job with an actor I'm working with a lot fall out last Tuesday. So I'm like. Okay, and during that time, I set a boundary with the boyfriend that I wanted, you know, I needed my own space, and I took about a week or so, actually, of just being on my own, by myself, and so I'm thinking, well, did that get all uncoupled and stuff, because it just has felt, today I'm feeling
okay.
much better.
Lynn, I need, in one sense, ask me your question. Because you're all over the place. Ask me what you want to know.
That's exactly how I feel. Well, this morning I heard about the
no,
past life
I
stuff.
I don't want any
okay,
more
what
stories.
Do I want? Okay. I want to know if there's anything else if there's anything that is in my way of having balance, abundance,
no.
wellness.
No, no. There's nothing in your way except the fear that there's something in your way.
Okay.
That's what I mean. That's a good example of past and future lives messing around with us on this plane.
Okay, that's my question. Is that fear coming from past or future lives? And we've gotten to it today with knowing that.
And this life, yes.
And this life.
Yes. And it's also, you know, they're saying you probably should look at your hormones and see if they're in balance. Physical hormones, yeah.
Yeah, I keep hearing in my head to make an appointment to get my blood tested and go get that done again.
Yes, they're saying that would be a good idea.
Okay, great.
And make sure they test your progesterone also. I mean, your testosterone also.
Okay, I'll do that. And is there anything else under the fear that's pushing that, or is it just coming out in order to look at it and send love to it?
There is something. There is something. Well, you always want to do that. You want to throw love at everything. Sheets, books. Give me a movie, please.
Boogie Nights.
Okay. Again, and this is for everybody, and it's come up several times in little ways during the show. Guys, creation needs to be fun. Let me say it again. Creation, the kind of creation that we want, with abundance and wellness and success and great relationships and balance in our lives, right, is created with fun. Not worry, not looking at what's wrong. You know, you see, when all this stuff started happening in Gettysburg, I went, okay, so there's something up here because this isn't usually how my life goes. What am I supposed to be aware of? What needs balancing, if anything? But I don't know what's wrong. What's wrong with me? Why is this happening? You know, I want you to go to everything's great. I'm conscious. The universe is trying to talk to me. Yippee, here's another opening to expand some more. You've got to get out of this what's wrong with me thing. Because if you keep asking what's wrong or looking for what's wrong, that's all you're going to find.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it continues the momentum of what's wrong.
Yeah, but that's what a lot of you are doing. Not meaning to, but you're doing it. Okay? So
thank you, Dee Dee.
Always asking what's right, what's expansive, what, you know, how am I becoming more enlightened? I am the symbol, the formula, the flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Thank you, Lynn. All right. Daniel, literally, I have 2 minutes. Go fast.
That's fine. I got an amazing, incredible thing last week on health and balance of health. After an incredibly wonderful that I created dental appointment where everything was fantastic, but the response from the dentist led me to an understanding that through resistances, outcomes, dependencies, expectations, we go into doubt, we are in conflict with the rules, we go into judgment and the experiences, which throws us out of balance and health. In essence, creating an imbalance or an misalignment in our genetic balance of health.
Okay. So even I, Daniel, am like a little overwhelmed with all that information. So basically what you said in a simpler way, because I'm trying to get you to focus on simple, is that doubt creates imbalance. Genetically, physically, emotionally, in every way. Doubt creates imbalance. Would you agree that that's what you're saying?
Doubt is one. Doubt, rules, and judgment create imbalance.
Judgment creates doubt. If you accept someone, you are not in doubt of them or yourself. Okay? So we're going to close the show out by having everybody, and this is a huge thing that he's bringing in here, that I am directing me, all energy of me that exists in any time, space, all dimensions, and all space in between. I am claiming and directing that I know. And because I know, I am always in balance. And so it is. Wow. Awesome. Awesome close to the show, Daniel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you much.
I love you too. All right. Say it with me and say it like you mean it. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.